Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work, say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, no weapon formed against your home, no weapon formed against your children, say
it won't work, no.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, you can sing. Now praise the Lord like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because of what's going on. You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You win. You win. I win. My situation is already won. Hallelujah. Victory is mine, regardless of what's going on in my life, what I see before me, what my problems may be. My husband may have just walked out. My child may have just died. I may have just lost my job. I may have just lost what I consider to be my best friend. But guess what? I have victory in Jesus, and as long as I can keep my mind on him and not on my problem, I am successful. I can live a successful life. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't care what that weapon is, how many weapons it is. I had a lady that mentioned to me today in prayer. She said, this has been one of the worst years in my life that I can think of. And the lady's almost 60 now, but she said, in my life, I think this is one of my worst years. And immediately before she could go into her party of pity, the Holy Spirit said, tell her, but you know what? It's because it's one of the best years that I have waiting on her. And the enemy sees the end of the road. He sees your gift. He sees your treasure. And he'll do anything. He's been working double time, overtime, in some of our lives to try to prevent us from getting to the finish line. But hallelujah, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just go right here and start with our scripture. Hallelujah. It says we're starting in the book of Luke today. We're in Luke on our 30-day Dear Believers Bible Study. We're day 12, praise the Lord. And remember, you don't have to be a new believer in the Lord. As long as you are wanting to grow closer to Christ, learn something new about the Lord, this is for you. Come hear the word. I invite you to invite the Lord into your situation, into your home right now, in your car right now, whatever it is going on, good times. It don't have to be bad times. Whatever it is, invite the Lord to come and grow inside of you right now. Let's hear from the word. We're in the New Testament. We've been learning a different book, so we're in the New Testament and the book of Luke. So if we start at Matthew for New Testament and we turn to the right, let's go to the right until we run into Luke. So Matthew, Mark, and there go Luke. So when you get to Mark, just go next door to Luke, and let's go ahead and go to chapter 12, all right? Chapter 12, we're going to start reading at verse 22, and we're going to go down to verse 32. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you will eat or about your body. Do not worry about what you would wear. Life is more than food. Life is more than the body of the clothes that you're going to put on it. Consider the ravens. They do not sow nor reap. They have no storerooms or any barns, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you, my sister, are you, my brother, than the birds? Who are you? By worrying can add a single hour to your life. So if worrying doesn't give you any gain in your life, why worry? Who of you by worrying can add a single life to your hour to your life? So since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Verse 27, let's continue to read the word of God. It says, consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you Not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is gone, thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Verse 29 says, and do not set your hearts on what you will drink or what you will eat. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek the kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're worrying about food, what we're going to eat. We're worrying about how we're going to get from here to there. And God is already pleased to do what? Give us the kingdom. Hallelujah. We got to be kingdom-minded. Kingdom-minded. Tell you, man, touch your head. Tell, I'm going to be kingdom-minded. My heart's going to be kingdom-minded. Hallelujah. Let's just prepare ourselves again. Let's put on our helmets of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shield of faith. The sword is the spirit of God's word. We're going to prepare our feet with the gospel of peace. Oh, and we can bring all of our requests to the Lord. We pray for all of our sisters and brothers near and far. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Every morning, when my feet hit the floor from my bed, I start gearing up. I start putting on my armor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to make sure to understand that you're in a battle, whether you're choosing to fight or not. See, our servicemen overseas is not the only one fighting. The enemy has his army fighting for your future, for your treasure that you can't see. God will show you something. You're filling in the Holy Spirit of goodness, and he'll prepare you for things. He shows me in dreams, or he just talks to me and show me places that I've never even been before. Or I go there, and he'll tell me you're going to be back in this place before. You know, different things. But if you get caught up in where you're at right now, then it's just like you're blocking that away. That's what he's doing. He's in your face. He's playing defense. He's got his arms. He's waving them in your face. And he's got you looking at other things except the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mighty word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we just give you praise, God, and we just give you honor. And we ask you, dear Father, to come into our lives. Speak into this ministry. Let your word be known, dear Father. Sow a seed into somebody's desperation right now, dear Father. Sow a seed of mercy into somebody's lonesomeness right now. Somebody is sick right now. Sow your seed of healing in their life right now. Dear Father, may I decrease and may you increase, dear Father. Explode in the lives of the listeners, dear Father. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We invite you into our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for all of the listeners, Blog Talk listeners. I see you in the chat room. How you doing, our brother JD? God bless you. God bless you. Feel free to call in if you would like. That call-in number to everyone, again, is 646-652-4916. I, again, am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and I am honored to be a part of your life. I received some wonderful emails from people today just telling me some of the manifestations. It's just a great honor that when you call in and you ask for prayer, and we're praying together day in and day night, and I pray three times a day for whatever your situations are. I put you on my prayer wall. And when God intercedes and starts to open up that gateway for you, when you're coming out of your darkness and you can begin to now see light, what an honor it is for you to just stop for a moment and just send back an email and say, Evangelist Vonna, I thank you. I want to show you what God did for me today. I want to show you that we went to court and that thing turned around for me. I want to show you and share with you, dear Father, how that eviction notice, dear Father, got turned upside down. I want to show you that when I went to the mailbox, God blessed me with some money that I didn't even know was coming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if we can pray and cry together, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being obedient to the Lord, that sharing it with me so we can share in life together, that we can say thank you together, that we can see the manifestation of what it is that he's done. So we always welcome you. You can just flood us with your email address. You can email us at welcomewithmegod@aol.com. Of course, you can leave a message here on the blog message at blogtalkradio.evangelistvondumas. Or, of course, you can utilize my cell phone at 210-264-5287. God bless you. We also have another caller on the line, Sister Monique. God bless you, Sister Monique. We pray for her. I'm sure you hear me praying for Monique and Michael and Brother J.D. We've had a lot of different people who have asked where is Brother J.D., so we're glad to have him on with us. So God bless. We're going to get right to the word. We're going to start tonight. The word on day 12 of the 30-day New Believer Study is too good to be true. Too good to be true. Hallelujah. I remember at one time I had a friend and he was desperate for a car and his credit was not where it should be, and he went to the dealership and they let him pull out of there that day with a brand new car, and he was so proud, and he went around and it was snow, I mean deep snow on the ground, but he drove everywhere showing off his new car. And then 1 week later they came and told him that he had to put something like $5,000 down. The brother did not have that. So guess what? The deal that they showed him that day was what? Too good to be true. Hallelujah. Too good to be true. So the Lord is showing us the same thing. God, what he shows to you, what he offers to you is just what it is. He's the only one that we can accept the deal. It is not one thing and turn out to be another. Have you ever been somewhere and you met somebody and you look up and you say, wow, you know, where has he been all of my life? Where has he been? Where has she been all of my life? Why haven't somebody scooped them up? Why are they still out here on the market? And then you get all excited and you get to know them, and then like 6 months down the road, you find out this is the most miserable person, or you see why. Your questions are answered now because he was or she was what? Too good to be true. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, some things just seem too good to be true. For you, heaven might be one of those things. You may think that it's unattainable or that it's out of your reach. Maybe you even feel like you could never be good enough to deserve going there. Well, the Bible, however, tries to erase that insecurity from your mind. Hallelujah. See, these two verses shout, don't worry, everybody. God has got you. Let's go ahead and read one of the verses. Remember, I teach from the Bible, so we have a lot of moving around in the Word because I teach from the Word, because what's going to set you free, what's going to deliver you is not Evangelist Vaughn, but it is the Word of Jesus Christ. So this is Tri-Anointed Ministries. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this is his Word. This is our sword. As we're running this marathon, we need a sword. The Word is our sword. So always enjoy going back and learning about the Word. Don't listen to what the preacher's opinion about something is. Make sure it can match up with what? The Word. So let's go to the Word. We're going to go stay in New Testament, and we're going to go to John. This is going to be Big John. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. So we're already in Luke. If we're just go to the right on our Bible study, we're still learning, so feel free to look at the glossary if you need to, but I hope I can get you there safely, okay? So let's look at John, and we're going to go chapter 10, verse 27, 10 and 27. So I hope everyone have arrived here safely, and let's go ahead and read. We're thinking about, again, too good to be true. Hallelujah. Verse 27 reads, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah. Now, you can go out, and if you ever saw sheep in a pasture on a movie, or for those who are fortunate enough to have seen it in real life, the shepherd can stand there, and somebody else can come up and make the same identical sounds that a shepherd will make. None of those sheep will move. They won't even lift their heads from grazing. However, when that sheep says the identical thing, all of them turns to their attention to him, because what, they know his voice. That's where we're trying to get. We have got to look at ourselves as helpless sheep. Hallelujah. We make choices in life, and we try to go off and make our own plans in life. But how many of us can stand up today and say that the plans that we thought that we were making for our life, as we look at our lives is going in a different direction? It doesn't necessarily mean a bad direction, but we're not doing the things that we thought we would be doing right now in our life. We're not seeing the things that we thought we would be seeing. We're not married to the people we thought we would be married to. We don't have the jobs we thought we would have at this point in our life. We saw life going in a different direction because we had our plans. But Jeremiah 29 and 11 tells us that I know the plans that I have for you. Hallelujah. God, our creator, already has plans for us, sisters and brothers. He said plans to prosper you. Hallelujah. Plans to prosper you. Our plans, we look to be prospered too, but for some reason, we was going in a different direction. He said plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to prosper, not harm. So sometimes he has to turn us around, get us away from what our plans are, because those plans that we think look so good may harm us, may not give us prosperity in our health, in our family life, on our jobs, for our future. Because God said, I don't want to harm you. I can't let you run into that traffic that will harm you. So every job that we think that we may want to take may not be for us. Every person we think that we want to marry may not be for us. And we break down and we weep and we say, why? And we pray about it. But God is standing back saying, my child, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to what? Prosper you, not harm you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So every time that you think that God is shutting a door or closing something out of your life, just look forward and say, God, what do you have for me then? I know you're opening up the heavens for me. You're pouring out blessings for me. Watch yourselves. Don't get caught up in the pity party of sitting and listening to Satan tell us, look what you don't have. Hallelujah. Remember that we are just the sheep. Stand forward and say, but my shepherd has all for me. I will receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will receive. We're going to look at another verse here. We're going to go to Romans 8 and just do 38 and 9. Romans 8, continue to go right until you pass by Acts. Knock on the door of Romans and let him know we're getting ready to read out of chapter 8, and we're going to do 38 and 39. Hallelujah, it reads, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Uh-oh, that means then that bill that you can't pay, would that fall under that? Nothing should be able to separate me from the love of God. All right, well, that individual that you just can't get next to, nothing should be able to separate us from the love of God. That wayward child who has just ran away and have you worried, nothing should be able to separate me from the love of God. That woman you just found out is doing you wrong, nothing should be able to separate me from the love of God. And we have to put our situation in there. You know your situation. Somebody said, yeah, well, I just don't go to church anymore because the preacher hurt me. The preacher did this. Nothing should be able to separate you from the love of God. The enemy knows what your weakness is. He knows how to get to you. And his job is to separate you from the love of God. His job is to keep you out of the kingdom that God in his word told you that he has promised for you. God is not a man that he would lie. If he said that I go before you, hallelujah, I set before you, I go before you to prepare a place for you. He said, I'm not even asking you to go prepare it. I'm not going to even make you wait. I'm going to go ahead before you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, where I am, that ye may be also. All right, now let's look at our kids. How many times that we don't tell our kids, that you go in there, you fixed up the bed, and you do this here? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy the bed. I'm going to buy the linen. I'm going to go ahead and prepare this place for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pay the mortgage for you. Where I live, that you may live also. Hallelujah. Now, what if your child said, but I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay outside and play for a while. And then you hear them out there crying, I'm lost. Why am I distressed? Why don't I have somewhere to lay my head? And you're saying, but you do. It's right here. Come on in. Why are you waiting on it? What's stopping you? Don't let the mud stop you from getting to me. Don't let a hole stop you from getting to me. Let nothing stop you from coming in, my child. That's the Father speaking to us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Where I am, that you may be also. I know the trials that you're going through. I know the troubles that you seek. Don't let that get your eyes off of me. Don't let that separate you from the love of God. He says, let nothing separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Every now and then, you just may need to write that down. You may need to put it on a board. You may need to paste it in your car. You may need to put it on your walls just to remind yourself, your flesh, that I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember, the word tells us that if we want to be true followers of Christ, that we must deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. And that just simply means that we must deny our flesh. When flesh says, this is what I'm needing, this is where I'm needing to go, this is who I'm needing to hold me tonight, this is who I'm needing, this is what I'm needing. Spirit, God said, I am spirit. The spirit must tell the flesh, bow down. You must bow down to my Father. Because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in this temple. Ooh! And the Holy Spirit is not going to be drowned out by the things, the sin that you're trying to bring into it. Because I don't have enough to pay for the sins that my flesh is willing to take on. The word tells me, the sin is fun for a while. Sin is fun for a while. Hallelujah. Only for a while. But when we're getting and diving into that sin, we don't know the outcome of that sin. We don't know that just that one night could turn us into 20 years of trying to cure AIDS from our body. The enemy doesn't show us those things. He doesn't show us that just that one night of joyriding could land us on death row for the rest of our lives. He doesn't tell us that there's just that one night could make us lose our families and separate us from the love of God, could make our take our minds that we're just no longer in our right senses. He doesn't tell us that. He doesn't share with us that for every sin you have to pay for it. That's why the Bible said, confess your sins. Don't go to bed with your sins on you. Confess your sins. He said, if you confess your sins, I will forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah. Confess your sins, I will forgive you of your sins. So now the price of our sins is death. And there's only one method that we can pay. We don't have a Visa or MasterCard we can use. But when we come to the end of our road and we stand before Christ, the wages of sin is death. Death is what you have. Eternal death. Eternal damnation. Eternal pain. But the glory of the Lord is here to save us. Thank God for salvation. And thank God that salvation is free. Thank God for his salvation. Thank God that what he gives me is what it is. It's not too good to be true. It is true. I have a place, a kingdom prepared for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is what it is. I can take God for his word. I can trust God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So don't worry about everybody. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. God said he would prepare it for you. God said he would make sure that you have it. It's not too good to be true. It is that. I just have a friend of mine who has been without a car for, about a year or maybe a little bit more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue to believe. Sister is not a complainer, but she had just continued to believe. When she had a car, she picked up everybody, did everything. Hallelujah. She did everything that she could. When she didn't have a car, it was hard for her to get where she needed to go. But she kept believing. She kept knowing. And just out of nowhere, just what she needed. Sister was able to pull up the other day in her a brand new car with the payments that she could just right there in her area, her range, nothing beyond, even below. She would even have more left over. Just awesome. Awesome God. Awesome God. And, of course, what has she been doing ever since she's had it? I haven't even got a chance to even see her besides blowing at her because she's doing just what she's always known to do. She's picking up the sick. She's taking them grocery shopping. She's going and visiting the ones that are shut in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You say, well, that may not be my gift, my talent. I'm not good at that. But it's something that you should be doing to keep your eyes off of your problem. I'll tell anybody in a minute, whatever my problem may be, I start praying for somebody else who's got that problem because somebody's worse off than me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is God. God got your back. Once we yield our lives to him, God holds us up in his strong arms. He never lets go of us, no matter what. It's not our job to keep our souls from slipping outside of heaven's bounds. That's God. He's the ultimate protector who grips our souls for eternity. So if you've ever wondered if you can lose your salvation, you hold on to God. You can never lose your salvation. If you've ever wondered if you have to repent over and over again, the enemy is the only one who keeps throwing your past up in your face. Because God will put it in a situation where you don't have to hide it anymore. Guess what? He'll bring it to pass and he'll tell you to speak about it. You'll preach about it. You'll tell somebody about it before they can bring it out of the closet. So you don't have to. You can forgive yourself. I don't care where you were. I don't care if it was a pimp, if it was a prostitute, a drug addict, an alcoholic. I don't care if you was the one that was doing the dirtiest and the nastiest things. God has prepared a place for you. That where he is, that you may be also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is the ultimate protector. Having surrendered yourself to God, your salvation is a done deal. The gavel has been dropped. It's a done deal. See, what I'm saying is your prayers, your salvation is now signed. It's sealed and delivered straight to God. It's signed with the blood of Jesus. It's sealed with the blood of Jesus. And through his giving and laying down his life for you, and picking it back up again, your salvation goes straight to God through Jesus Christ. 1 John, this is going to be little John, continuing back to the right. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins because we can trust God. How many people can you honestly trust? How many people can you honestly trust? I have a friend. She actually, when she started the job, they had told her, you'll be off on weekends and we're going to do this and all of these different things. She said, I can deal with that. But it was too good to be true. It was too good to be true. Once she actually accepted the job and got on there and reminded them of the promises they had made, they said, we're not able to do that. Too good to be true. Hallelujah. You couldn't trust. She thought she could trust in what it was that they said. But we can trust God. We can trust God with our confessions. Whatever it is, he knows our heart. I love the Lord because I can go in my prayer closet and I can take off everything, whatever I'm supposed to be, and I can just lay bare before him. I don't have to worry about trying to hold up an image for anyone. I can just lay bare before him and say, God, here I am. Here's my sins. Oh, God, I want to confess my sins to you. Here's where I'm trying to go. I know I just talked to you last night about growth in this area, and today I know I may have slipped backwards. I didn't get where I was trying to get to. God, forgive me of my sins. Hallelujah. And then I always ask him to forgive anybody who's sinning against me. Hallelujah. Because he said, in order for me to unlock my forgiveness, I have to be a what? Forgiver. If I can't forgive, then I block my forgiveness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins, and we can trust God to do what is right. To do what is right. To do what is right. He will cleanse us from all the wrong we have done. I needed my wrong to be cleansed. I needed my slate to be clean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not where I used to be. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. I'm not where I used to be. But I'm still not where I should be. So I still need my slate to be clean. He said his mercies is new for you every day. Will you accept it? He said my forgiveness is there for you. Will you accept his forgiveness? He said my grace is there for you. Will you accept his grace? Jesus said, I shed my blood to cover your sin. Will you accept his blood today? Why are you still holding on to that sin? Why are you still wallowing in that? It's already been taken care of. Jesus said, I've already paid for it. Why are you still trying to pay for this over again? I've already paid for it. Get over it. Stop looking at it. That's already been paid for. It's yours now. Come on, keep walking with me. Yeah, you make some mistakes. Yeah, you didn't do all the things that you should have done. Yeah, if you could do it over again, you would do things a little differently. But he said, I accept you just as you are. Come to me just as you are. Wounded, you in the crack house right now. You have an opportunity right now, just as you are. Don't let the enemy tell you, wait until I clean myself up. I'm not worthy yet to come to the Lord. He said, come to me. That's my job. That's my job. Come to me just as you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible reassures us that at the moment of your repentance, you became God's child. Nothing you can do will change God's mind. Nothing you will do can change God's mind about you. So for your personal application, I'm a big teacher in doing self-examination. Mine just happened to be in my mirror. And I look at myself and I examine myself of where am I at? What have I done? What was I trying to do for today? What was my goals to do? Did I reach those goals? Where did I fall short at? Steph, what did you bow down to today that you should have been able to stand up to today? Hallelujah. So for your personal applications, I ask you at some point in your life just to look and just see, have you truly given your heart to God? Ask yourself, have I truly given my heart to God? Given. Not trying to share and give a piece, but truly given my heart to God. And then ask yourself, do I really live my life with the knowledge that no one can take away my place in heaven? No one can take away my place in heaven. I'm not going to let worrying, I'm not going to let no one take away my place in heaven. It's there for you. If I called and told you that I had your seat all paid for, it's booked and paid for, to go to Hawaii or wherever your paradise may be, I guarantee you, you would not say, well, I'm going to let someone else, or who knows, I'm trying to get to Hawaii, but I still can't get there. But I'm still telling you, it's paid for. It's your seat is here. And no one else can take your seat but you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our last scripture for tonight is 1 John 5:14-15. 1 John 5:14-15. It says, at this is the boldness we have in God's presence, that if we ask God for anything that agrees with what he wants, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, every time we ask him, we know we have what we ask from him. So if we know that God hears us every time we ask something of him that is according to his word, according to he know our needs, then we know we have what we ask from him. Whether we see it now or not, we have what we ask from him. Our health, our strength, our food, our clothing, paying our bills. These are our needs, necessities. If we find somewhere in our life that we feel like we're just not getting there, we spoke on last evening about maybe we need to check ourselves to first make sure we're not harboring something in our hearts against somebody. We're not doing something that is blocking our blessing from coming through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then for in-depth more study in your time, for you to get more revelations of it. Now, you and God, not just you and Evangelist Vine, but you and the Lord, you and the Word, with the scriptures that we had today. You can always come back on the site and get those scriptures again. They're there for you. You can always go back to the message and re-download it to your MP3, put it in your car, put it in your home. Be prepared for when the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy in your life. Make sure you got your sword. The sword, remember, is the word. God is the spirit, so it's the spirit of God's word. Hallelujah. Make sure you're prepared. Until you can get your scriptures that's going to be that pertaining to your situation, keep them wrote down on a notepad. Put them up on your walls. If people come to your house and say, why you got scriptures everywhere? If you want to go through and explain it to them, or if you want to, maybe they can share one. If not, remind them. As my little brother used to say, check your demons at the door. For me and my house, we will serve what? The Lord. Hallelujah. One of the other things you can check to see why your blessings are blocked. Check your house. Go around, see what's in there. You may still have some stuff in there from years ago that you forgot about. You're praying to get your husband out of pornography, but you still got all the pornography books from you all used to enjoy years ago. You won't clean out your liquor closet, but you're praying to get off alcohol. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So our in-depth study is going to be 1 and 5, and then we'll do 1 John 2:5. So 1 John 1:5, 1 John 2:5. Hallelujah. And just because you were grumpy maybe at breakfast doesn't mean you are condemned at breakfast. Just because part of your day starts off rugged doesn't mean the rest of your day is going to be like that. So don't speak words like, this is going to be a lousy day, I can already tell. I'm already having bad luck on today. Hallelujah. When you lose your temper about one thing, it doesn't mean that the rest of your day you're going to be grumpy and jumping at people. Hallelujah. When you lost your temper on yesterday or today, it doesn't mean that you're going to lose your salvation. right. Get back in line. Line yourself back up with the word. Tell yourself, okay, I snapped a little bit then. Hallelujah. I have a friend, and sometimes I be kidding with her, and she said, okay, you've been a little abusive. She's speaking of verbal abusive. And even though I laugh, inside of me, I check myself like, you know, am I crossing over a line? Line yourself back up with the word. Line your flesh, step back. Spirit, take control. Line yourself back up with the word. Hallelujah, because it just takes one day and another day, and it keeps piling on, and you find yourself that you've got back out into what you used to do all over again. Hallelujah. So it doesn't mean that you lose your salvation. Your name doesn't disappear out of the books of life just because you lost your temper today. It doesn't disappear out of the book of life just because you did something that you were not supposed to do, that you didn't want to do, or you feel is out of the plans of God today. So your name doesn't appear and disappear, appear and disappear, appear and disappear. It's not according to your moods. It's not even according to your actions. Such is the message of grace. It's God's grace that allows us to come back into the fold, to line ourselves back up and say, I did have a bad day. I did snap at that brother today. Maybe I didn't listen to my wife when she was telling me the whole story. Maybe I should have listened to that. Maybe I did provoke this argument today. Maybe I didn't take out time to listen to my child today. Maybe I did not do the things that I supposed to have done today. Maybe I didn't take care of my body today. Maybe I didn't exercise the way that I was supposed to today. Hallelujah. It doesn't write, erase your book out of the book of life. But you have to remember to line yourself back up. Invite the Holy Spirit to line you back up. Remember, the Holy Spirit is dwells inside of you to do what? Intercede for you. So he's an intercessor. Call on your intercessor. Rise up in me. If my flesh is feeling pity, my Holy Spirit is still in me. This should be interceding for me. It's got to be strong while I'm weak. Call on your intercessor. Intercede on my behalf. You say, well, my intercessor must not be doing anything. Well, the Bible says now that you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. You have not because you ask not. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day of learning in your word. We thank you for your peace and your power. We thank you for your joy, and we ask that your word not just be a word that tickle our ear just for the moment, but may it be a word that it springs joy in our life. It springs happiness in our life. Let us live not on our emotions, but on your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word is not too good to be true. Hallelujah. We can smile in the midst of our troubles because your word is true. And we can believe in you. We can trust you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you. Thank you, Jesus. I have a couple of praise reports that quickly I just want to go over. One of the biggest ones is we was actually one of the young ladies, and I have permission to mention this. The family was actually praying for Melissa. Melissa actually disappeared. A couple of days ago, Melissa turned 18, and we was praying for Melissa, and the mom, of course, was just, as expected, she was just really worried and just could not get herself together, and I told that family, I said, I think you all have did everything but pray. I think you told me about the situation because God is knocking on your heart's door. And he's waiting there patiently in line. He's waited while you cried, and that didn't bring Melissa home. He's waited while you told everybody that you know, and that still hasn't got Melissa home. But now God is waiting on you to ask of his help, to ask him. So we went in prayer on yesterday. Hallelujah. I do apologize. We went in prayer on Tuesday in prayer for Melissa to at least call and let someone know that she is okay, to let someone know that she is okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got the report first thing this morning. Hallelujah, God being God, Guess who called? Melissa called. Said, I'm not coming home. I'm with my friend. I'm okay. I just need some time to myself. Melissa called. What joy it did for the family. When they told me they were just bubbling over, you would have thought Melissa had came back home. I reminded them of the parable of the prodigal son. Hallelujah. And as we know, the prodigal son returned also. So we just remind ourselves that whatever the situations are, God is still there waiting patiently for you to come and ask of his help. We have not because we ask not. So we thank God for that. And Melissa, wherever you're at, God bless you and keep you. And we are actually praying now. I told the family today, now we're praying for Melissa's safety. Whatever it is that she's doing out there, whoever she meets, we're praying now 3 times a day that Melissa and all runaways in whatever situation or whatever ages, we're praying for their safety. We're praying for their safety. We know the harms. We know the death, hurt, and dangers that is out there. It also brings to our minds for mothers, fathers, to remember, train your child in a way that they should go. So when they're older, they will not stray from the Lord. They may get out there and do a little of this and that, but they will not stray too far that they can't come back to the fold. Hallelujah. We also look at our children and we see different things that they're doing, but we also have to remember, at least somebody is always worse off than we are. Your child is at least still at home. Melissa's not at home right now. You still were able, mother and father, to see your child off today and come back home and see your child. Hallelujah.
That's
Be
good.
Grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be grateful. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. See, we never close a broadcast without inviting you for your own salvation. Do you know Jesus? Not that your mother may have known Jesus or your father, but do you know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to one of the greatest friends you'll ever have. As I say these words, if you believe them with your heart, believe them with your heart, you will be born again. You will be born again. According to Romans 10, 9, and 10, hallelujah, regardless of where you're at, make this personal, that you want to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. And in your name, the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. Congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, sisters and brothers, behold, all things are become new. Now, don't let nobody try to remind you. I dare you try to who you think you are just because you got Jesus Christ. You were just sitting over here doing this with us last night. Move yourself in that situation. When your flesh starts trying to pull you and call you back into the sin that you was in, remind and you let your spirit take control. Ask the Holy Spirit to wake up inside of you, to come strong in you, intercede for you. Remind your flesh, all things are passed away. All things have become new. Hallelujah. All things have become new. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Friend, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice, because of Christ's love for you. Please let me know of your decisions to follow Christ. I'll be more than happy to help you locate a church home in your city or state. Hallelujah. We'll pray about it. God will direct us to where you need to be. I'll be more than happy to send out some tracts if you need tracts, Bibles if you need Bibles, anything to help you begin your new life as a believer or to get you back on track. You may just be coming back into the fold of the Lord. You may be starting to want your own ministry. You may, the Lord is telling you to go tell somebody about the Lord. You may need directions in that way. You may need me to send you some tracts to pass out to someone, to share the word of God with them. In any way that I can help you. That's who I am. I'm a helper. God has given me that helping spirit. I get joy by being obedient to the Lord. Send me an email. Call me. I love you. Do not. Some people say, well, you know, I hate to bother you. I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sending you an email. I may not get to read it at 2 o'clock in the morning. I might, but whenever I read it, you call me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I never turn down your calls. I get up and we pray. We talk. Hallelujah. God bless you. Remember that Christ is thinking about you today. And he only wants the best for your life today. May God bless you and your families. To either one of the callers, is it anything that you wanted to say today? All the ones in the chat room, again, I say, God bless you. God bless you all. And if I can get Brother JD to do a few closing words for us. Go ahead, brother. Hallelujah. I'm sorry he's in the chat room. He says that he wanted to do some free closing words. If he calls back in or gets back in, feel free to make sure that you say what you want. Another opportunity for anyone. The airlines are open. If you want to say a few words, just want to say God is good. If not, you're more than welcome to call in. You never have to speak if you never want to. God bless you all. I just thank you for taking the time to even come and be a part of it. I pray that you take the word and use the word. Use it as a part of your daily living. Hallelujah. Because remember, my sisters and brothers, there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. No matter how many it is or what it may be, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you and keep you, Brother JD. All right. Until we meet again, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God bless you.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, Savior. Come on. Somebody say it. Thank you. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
This is Evangelist Von Dimas signing off with Tri-Anointed Ministries. Good night.